afraid of no ghosts.
Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Two Peaks M2C. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern here.
And we are absolutely happy that we're sponsored by Slow Motion Explosion. Check out their fantastic songs on MySpace.
Nice radio voice there, Simon.
I know, pretty bad, eh?
Hey, this is Simon and I'm coming to you from Pickering.
I shouldn't be allowed out of my house, I don't think. Hey, we're in my neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
We're close. When does that happen?
We're in your hood, yeah.
We're in the hood.
I think my brother and his family are about a mile away from here.
I think so, they are, too. Yeah, maybe we should go visit them afterwards.
Yeah, maybe.
Drop in, get us all beers. Sounds good. You watched anything this week?
You know, I've been cramming, man, trying to get as many of that giant stack of movies you've given me. Because, you know, if they make it...
We review it.
Yeah.
No. Simon makes us review it.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Okay, yeah. Kev, what's first up this week?
Well, first up is Pineapple Express. Directed by David Gordon Green and starring Seth Rogen, James Franco, Gary Cole, Rosie Perez, and numerous other people.
I got a question about this. Should we just call these the Judge Apatow Presents Pineapple Express?
It's pretty much the same movie as Superbad, and it's sort of in the same vein.
It's becoming such a formulaistic premise he has for all his films. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like this film. I had a great time watching this film, but I had a great time watching Superbad. I had a great time watching 40-Year-Old Virgin. But it's a formula. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going into these going, wow, I'm going to be shocked the world. These are fantastic movies. They're enjoyable movies, but they're becoming very formulaistic, I find.
Yeah. I didn't care for this as much as some of those other films.
No, but I enjoyed it, but it wasn't great.
I thought it was weaker.
Yeah, I just find he's running out of ideas. I try something different.
Yeah.
Intern?
I'm going to have to agree with Kevin on this one, with giving it a thumbs down. I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed a couple of his other movies, but this one wasn't as good.
What do you mean, thumbs down? I don't think Kevin said thumbs down, did he?
He said he didn't enjoy it.
That doesn't
mean I'm giving
down.
It a thumbs down.
I'm going to give it a marginal thumbs up.
Just to be different.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Do we like James Franco? I like Seth Rogen.
You know what? Actually, I thought James Franco was very good in the film.
I think he's a really excellent actor.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's just Seth Rogen.
Gary Cole was great, as always.
I like Gary Cole.
Yeah.
Come on, Rosie Perez is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Back in the closet,
yeah,
Rosie.
Yeah, get back in there. Yeah. And good old Craig Robinson pops up again.
Yeah.
Is he like the new support actor for every movie?
Christ, I don't even remember who that is.
He's from The Office.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's in The Office briefly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have really nothing to say about this movie. It was fine. It's good.
It was okay.
But it's not great. I wouldn't rush out to see it. Like, I wouldn't go up, you need to own this in your video collection.
No, definitely not. Yeah. It's a rental. It's not an own.
Yeah. What do you think, Andrew?
I agree. Rental, not a buy.
Well, that's it for me. I got
the chances are you'll rent it, too.
Yeah, I think you will.
No. Once was enough.
We don't really seem to have any set order here, but I'll go to the next movie on our list.
Yeah, I didn't set it up.
A direct-to-video entry, and the animated Next Avengers, which is an interesting movie. I don't know. What do you think, Simon?
Why was this movie made? Like, I don't know. I'm going to ask you guys a question because I've never read the Ultimate Universe or any of these alternative Marvel universes. Has this got any premise on anything of Marvel?
None whatsoever.
So this is just brand new.
Somebody came up with the idea of what if the Avengers were dead?
Yes.
And they had kids.
Okay, that's what I thought. So that's really just, okay.
And it's set in the future and Ultron rules the world.
Ooh, Ultron.
And, Captain America's kid and...
I thought this was lame.
Dude, Captain America and Black Widow had a kid?
Yeah. That's who it was.
I just thought this movie was awful.
They, Black Panther has a son, and he has weather power, so obviously the Storm was the mother, but they don't mention it.
That's correct.
Who else? Hawkeye has a kid, it's just...
Thor has a kid?
Yeah, Thor has a daughter.
Now, is the point of this movie Hulk solves all?
I guess so.
Well, Hulk is the strongest there is. Did you
Hawkeye's
know that?
Kids wandering around. Oh, and of course, Betty Banner's still alive somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't beat Ultron on their own, so they have to go find the Hulk. But nobody knew the Hulk was alive, but they magically do, because Betty Banner tells them, and she's hiding out with the Resistance. Who cares? Like, the first hour of this movie was a big snooze.
I didn't care for it. It's just kids. Like,
there's nothing here. Like, when I see a Bruce Timm movie, I know this is going to be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
This was crap. Bob, I'm sure you loved it. Tell me.
Actually, I did. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. Just the next level of the Avengers, like their kids.
Do you also like Curious George, too?
I did when I was 5.
Well, I think you like the new movie.
They made a sequel to Curious George.
I haven't seen the new movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be seeing it soon, though.
Yeah.
Knowing Simon.
Well, that's good. So let's go back to the next Avengers.
Yeah.
We're watching the plot. They're getting their... Okay, first of all, they're in a dome somewhere in Asia, I think.
Right. With Tony Stark.
With Tony Stark, because he's the last Avenger, which is fine. Actually, I didn't mind.
And the Vision. That was cool. The Vision was nice. The Vision got a good supporting role.
And then Cap's kid sees Cap and hits the thing and starts off these robots. And then Ultron takes over all the robots.
The Iron Avengers.
Sorry, the Iron Avengers, because it's all the old original six, I think, Avengers, yeah. Or whatever they consider.
Whatever they had at the beginning.
And they figure up, and then Ultron, oh no, he's taking them over, and then they attack the little dome. Then these kids somehow find, what's a Quinjet? Because the Vision, they have the head of the Vision on the Quinjet. Fly him to Ultron, and that's impossible. It's Ultron. And I don't think the Hulk could beat Ultron. I don't know. This was junk. Just complete Marvel junk.
Why can't the Hulk beat Ultron? Hulk is the strongest there is. The madder Hulk gets, the stronger he gets. That's what the story is.
Bob.
Or that's what the story of the Hulk is.
Sounds more like Bob. Bob hungry. More hungry Bob is, more Bob eats.
Well, we're certainly living up to our name today.
Yes.
The next movie on our list is Dragon Wars, directed by... I'm going to try this here. Hyung Ray Shim.
I thought he was your next door neighbor.
Well, according to the notes here, he's mostly directed Korean films.
Which you quite like.
Yeah, and it stars Amanda Brooks, Jason Baer, Craig Robinson.
See, I told you, pop up again.
Robert Forster from Heroes, and Elizabeth Pina as the voice. Oh, she's the voice from The Incredibles and Transamerica. I don't know.
She's actually in Transamerica.
She's in Transamerica.
Okay, and you've both seen that. Good for you guys.
I've seen The Incredibles. I haven't seen Transamerica.
I've seen both movies, but what haven't I seen?
I avoided Transamerica, sorry.
I'm not ready for that. It's a little slow. Come on, it's supposed to be Hoffman. Trust in
this was an interesting movie. This was a Korean movie spliced together with scenes with American actors.
Correct. Right? That's right.
And overall, the experience is a little disjointed.
Absolutely.
The effects were pretty good.
I thought the effects kicked ass.
Love the effects.
But it wasn't an enjoyable movie.
See, I disagree. I saw this movie, I finished it, and I'm thinking, they could have remade this with some decent actors, put a little bit of money into the script, and it would have been really good. Kids would have loved this.
Mm-hmm.
It would have made a lot more money than it did, direct-to-video. They tried to get this released for a while here, and I think it might have had a shot.
Yeah. Well, I just found... I mean, some of the effects were spectacular.
Is that not the worst acting you've ever seen, but the two leads?
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, was the main problem. It was
they were awful.
They recruited two teenagers off the street.
Yeah, here's $5. You guys want to make $10? We got to do 10 minutes of work. What do you think, intern?
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with Simon for once on this.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Amazingly enough. Well, I started out... started watching it, I thought, what kind of movie am I watching? And then, as I went on, not a bad story, not the special effects, like you two both agree, that the special effects were really good. But, overall, I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun, like, I didn't hate it. I thought it was disjointed.
I didn't hate it either.
Acting could have been me, you, and Kevin hanging out in this movie, because it was that bad.
Oh, yeah, we could have done it.
But I just thought when they're on the strip of L.A., I think it's the L.A.'s main strip, I've only been there once, and that pterodactyls are coming, hitting the tanks, and the tanks are shooting. I really like that part. I mean, I could watch this. I'm not saying I would watch it again, but I'd recommend it to people if they want something very mindless with bad acting but really cool special effects. And I like the premise.
Okay.
So I'm going to give this a marginal thumbs up.
I'm going to go marginal thumbs down.
Marginal thumbs up.
All right, there you go. So if you sort of like this type of film, that's a good rental.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Don't buy the Blu-ray.
No, don't buy the Blu-ray.
All right, next on our list, something from the summer that I don't think is out on DVD yet, but will be coming out pretty soon. X-Files, I Want to Believe, which is the second X-Files movie.
They need to change the titles. I Want to Believe this movie was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Because as we discussed before we watched this film, I've never seen an episode of The X-Files.
Mm-hmm. What?
Never, never, never once.
So, I have.
And this movie said, well, if you've never seen The X-Files, you can watch this movie straight in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're lying to me, because I think I missed 15 bits of little information that I probably should have taken in, but I was lost.
Hmm.
Constantly.
You would have to be lost with this one.
Well, I thought it was a decent episode.
Okay, so it was
of the show.
So it's like me, it's just an episode movie.
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't think it was special enough to be a movie.
So it's suffering the same as Sex and the City and all these other made-for-TV things we're seeing made in the films.
Yeah, the last X-Files movie was a big deal. It was, you actually got to see the aliens.
Was it good?
I liked it.
I really liked that one. But this one was disappointing.
One was like, okay, we ruined X-Files in the last two seasons.
Did they?
And it's now been 6 years six or 7 years since it's been canceled and off the air. Let's try and go back and recreate it as a movie and see if we can do this on a regular basis. That's what this was.
Well, I thought this was the last X-Files movie, no matter what.
No, they're talking about doing more if it was successful.
Was this successful?
No, I don't think it was successful.
But we didn't talk about my favorite scene. Can we get into that? Do you guys mind?
Well, let's run through some information about the
film. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, it starred Gillian Anderson, David Duchovny, and Mitch Pileggi, all from the old TV show.
Who's Mitch Pileggi?
He is their boss from the FBI.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was anybody. Didn't do anything for me.
Skinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it also starred Billy Connolly and Amanda Peet.
Yeah, I think Billy Connolly is fast becoming one of my favorite character actors. It just pops up in movies and just cracks me up.
Now, the plot involves an odd formula for organ transplants for extending life.
That's correct.
And head transplants.
Yeah, that's what I think I need.
This guy has his head transplanted onto the body of a woman for a little while, and then you recall all that?
I do. I'm just trying to remember.
I must have missed that part.
This was so weird to me, this movie. But again, not watching an episode,
You'd have to watch The X-Files, the series, to understand what the movie was
about. I thought it was. I mean, it didn't ignore the changes that were made in the last two seasons.
Well, that's good.
Mulder and Scully are married at the beginning of the movie. And living together, although everyone's looking for Mulder, they think he's gone underground.
I totally missed all this. Maybe because I was just so lost. I didn't understand what was going on half the time.
So, I don't know. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't
that great. I absolutely hated this movie. I can't understand it. I was lost. I can't understand the plot. I'm not saying I couldn't follow the plot.
Yeah.
The best part of this movie is Amanda Peet getting shot in the head and dropped down the shaft. I can't stand her. She is horrible. Her career should be over. Her and Rosie Perez should be going, do you need fries with that? Mm-hmm. Like, that needs to happen.
Maybe they could remake Blonde and Blonder together.
Yeah, I think they should. Blonder and Blonder 2 should be coming out. This is crap. Utmost crap.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
I didn't feel that way, but...
But you liked the thing.
Yeah.
Intern, speak up.
Okay. Well, I like The X-Files. I like the first movie. I like the series. This one I found disappointing. It was a good story in its when they tried. But I just found it because The X-Files was aliens and
no predators.
No predators. I didn't find it a good even a good episode. It's not one of their top episodes.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to give it a...
Where's Cancer Man? That's the only guy I ever heard of from the show.
I think that actor's dead.
Oh, is that what happened to Cancer Man? Okay, I have a question for you guys. Chris Carter created this. I know that. He created this. And he directed this.
Right.
Shouldn't he have had a better vision for people like me that have never seen the show?
No, I think what he wanted to do was he wanted to reintroduce the X-Files and have just a regular X-Files creepy non-alien storyline.
Does it work?
I didn't think it didn't work.
Well, I'm asking you guys. I don't watch the show, so does this work?
As I said, I thought it was a decent episode. I thought it was okay.
So if you're not an X-Files fan, what you're telling me is don't bother.
I mean, about Billy Connolly and his faith problem because he's a priest who was a pedophile.
Right.
Right, and he was excommunicated and he's been living in...
I got that.
Right, but he has visions and he can has psychic flashes and he can sense that these girls are being kidnapped and murdered.
Right.
And leads them to the location where these bodies are stored.
I remember that.
And no one can figure out if it's a serial killer or what's going on, which is, I think, part of what the X-Files was. They had many cases where things look like they were serial killer cases, and in turn they were actually bizarre, mutations or whatever was going on.
Okay. I'm going to relate this to – I watched Chris Carter's other series, Millennium. And it's all about serial killers.
Right.
So I'm watching this movie. I'm like, this is just Millennium. Like, I find there's no
real
difference.
It could have been an episode of Millennium that he retooled.
Well, that's what I think it is, because I know Millennium was abruptly canceled. So that's exactly what I think it is. He took an episode of Millennium and retooled it for The X-Files. That's what I thought it was.
Right. Lance Henriksen in for this one.
I would have made me happy. I was like Lance, even though he needs more work to do.
Okay. Well, I don't think it did well enough to make them want to do more. So.
Yay.
So David Duchovny can stick to Californication. And sex which is
addiction.
A great show.
I've never seen it.
Well, I mean, if you watch Californication, you understand why he has a sex addiction.
Oh, okay.
He also did the another something related to his problem, but it was what's that? I forget. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, thanks for the non-fact.
That was a great fact.
That was a great non-fact.
Yeah.
Okay, from X-Files to comedy, Step Brothers.
Kev, you're always saying we need more comedy in this program.
You know what? I've always said to you, we need more comedy and less chick flicks.
Right. I don't do the chick flicks.
I don't know. Sometimes.
Yeah, but come on. I just want to know, since we're – I'll let you lead this in, and then I'll continue. Yeah. Go ahead. Lead it in.
All right. The movie, Step Brothers, was directed by Adam McKay, who also directed Anchorman and Talladega Nights. So he's obviously Will Ferrell's guy, go-to guy. It stars Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Mary Steenburgen – not Steenburger, and Richard Jenkins and Seth Rogen. And, you know, I don't really have much of an opinion on this film. I didn't really care for it.
Oh, come on.
It had some funny parts to it. But
I've always wanted to put my balls on a drum set. I think I should do that right now.
I don't think Slow Motion Explosion would care for that. But,
come on. Did you put your balls on my drum set? No. Yes, you did. Come on. I think Bob's the lead singer of Uptown Girls, actually.
Okay.
What?
In watching this movie, you get near the end, and they have a band, cover band called Uptown Girls.
Uh-huh.
And knowing Bob as we know him, I think that was him in the film, and he didn't tell us.
No.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
Bob's always wanted to be an Uptown Girl.
Right.
Living in a downtown world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can someone tell me what happened to Will Ferrell? What shark did he ride and just got eaten? Like, he's horrible.
He got popular.
Like, is that why?
And then they started greenlighting everything that he wanted to do.
Yeah, I want to make a film where I put a ball on a drum set.
Yeah, this movie.
It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
This should be burnt.
It was basically two guys very similar to Bob and you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, listen.
Nice to know you're married. So Bob and I.
That's better. I'll accept that.
They end up being stepbrothers, and we, you know, Bob lies around and plays his drums and whatever else. No, it was just not a good film.
I just want to watch you guys get beat up by the school kids again.
You know what? My 10-year-old nephew would probably enjoy this movie.
I don't even know if they would.
I don't think he would either.
Yeah.
We could put Animal House, and they think they would enjoy it much more.
Yeah.
This is a horrible movie. Just Bert. So that's it. Will Ferrell, I want to do it. I get greenlighted.
Pretty much.
And this made like almost $100 million, I think, too.
Yeah.
Well. Our good buddy Adam Sandler, I'm sure, is going, yay, look, another bad movie made money.
Yeah.
God, horrible.
What did the intern say?
He liked it.
No.
Thumbs up.
No. Actually, the notes say definite thumbs down. You know of the movie Dumb and Dumber? Now we have Stupid and Stupider. This is a low. I thought this was a low point in the careers of John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell, and Mary Steenburgen. The only funny part that I found in the whole movie was where the bunk beds fall down on. I don't know whether it was Will Ferrell or.
That was okay. A new joke.
It was amusing.
It was amusing.
It was okay.
But that's what I mean. That was the only funny part I found. Other than that. I hated it.
I know they went for the job interview.
That was kind of amusing, the job interview. But I always thought, I wish this dad would go meet some of my friends that need their asses kicked to get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not mentioning
any
names.
You don't know any of those people, do you?
Yeah, I know a couple.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, since we're on a comedy roll, I finally got around to watching Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show, which was directed by Ari Sandel and starred Vince Vaughn and a bunch of no-name guys. Oh, and John Favreau and Dwight Yoakam and Justin Long. And
come on, Justin Long. He had
Buck
a fun
Owens.
I love Buck Owens. He has a career.
What did you think of this?
You know, I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy, but I don't think this was so much a film as a documentary on... you know, I thought it was a little mismarketed.
Right. I actually thought, looking at the box, that I was going to be seeing stand-up routines like Kings of Comedy.
That's exactly what I thought I was
watching. That's what I thought, too.
And what it is, it was a road movie as these guys went on various sites doing this comedy
show. Which I think stunk the whole thing up.
Well, you got comedy, and then you got them sitting around moping about what comedy is supposed to be all about.
Which is not what I wanted.
No.
Which I, when I'm picking up the box, oh, wow, great.
Like, oh, well, there's a hurricane. Yeah. Wow, this is interesting. Watch them race ahead of the hurricane.
Yeah, like, who gives a shit?
Let's see them visit the trailer park to hand out tickets.
Yeah.
To go to their comedy show that you don't get to see.
That's right. Which is what I wanted to see. The whole point of this movie, I'm like, you know, this stuff should have been the extras.
Yeah.
You know, you can see them sitting on the bus. Because I watched Blue Comedy.
Good, that's a nice, like, observation. It was a movie of DVD extras.
And that really drove me nuts. Because I watched Blue Comedy Tour, and they do a little bit at the beginning, and they have a little skit, maybe 5-10 minutes, and then that's it. That's it. The rest of the show is them doing their stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And being a big fan of stand-up comedians and going to stand-up comedians, they have a flow.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into the routine, you get the flow, they bring you up, they bring you down, they tell you stories. But when I see a story, well, Kev walked in the burger joint. Yeah, how was that hurricane going down there? That was a great hurricane. I'm like, and then they don't come back for 20 minutes. And then they come back. It's Bob talking about sitting on the toilet wiping his butt. Yeah. Now, you know, that doesn't excite me. It's so disjointed.
I find comedy comes from bowel movements.
Yeah.
And,
that's exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah. No.
And it just pissed me off. I'm like, who cares this guy's not getting laid?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't care less if John... Whatever.
I have my own concerns.
Like, you know, I don't care about it. Who cares? What did you think, intern?
I thought, now that I think back, I agree with you, Simon, about the, like, I was expecting something else.
Two agreements in a row?
Well, okay, it's
you guys,
it's a new day.
What is going on?
I don't know, but it's a new day. We'll say that. I was expecting something less, like, you know, when you rent a comedy, like, they have three comedians in a row and they're all on that. But this was just on and on, like, they're on tour. Who cares? So I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down.
Okay. Well, last of our new releases was a Bob choice.
My choice?
If I recall.
Oh, that one.
Because I certainly wouldn't choose to go and see this on my own. And that's... Mamma Mia, the film adaptation of the popular musical based on the music of ABBA. And this one was directed by Phyllida Lloyd, who could be Christopher Lloyd's sister, I guess. I have no idea who she is. Stars Amanda Seyfried, Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Dominic Cooper, Colin Firth, Julie Walters, Christian Baranski, and that guy from Norway.
Guy from Norway?
Who you left off.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan Skarsgård, yes.
Skarsgård. Skarsgård.
Well, the music's catchy, I guess, if you like ABBA.
You know what's weird?
What?
I thought this movie was fun.
You did, huh?
Yay! I'm not a big musical fan, mm-hmm. but it was fun. It didn't take itself seriously.
Yeah.
And it seemed to flow nicely. And I love looking at Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, yeah. The daughter.
Oh, yeah. Love her in whatever that show is I watched. Big Love. And she was also in Mean Girls. And so, yeah, I had to thought it was fun, except for Pierce Brosnan. Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan should not sing.
Should not sing. SOS was a little painful. But I liked when they came out and they did a little performance for the wives going out.
You know what? I just had a hard time with Meryl Streep acting sexy and doing her little voulez-vous.
Oh, no, I didn't find it really sexy.
No.
But I thought the movie was fun. I thought Stellan Skarsgård was excellent. Colin Firth with his usual self, which is fine. He's always good. But, yeah, I actually got to admit, I enjoyed this. It was fun. Just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Dancing Queen. I know Bob was probably up jiggling away while he was in the theater dancing to this.
Singing, that is where I saw it, actually, in the theater.
You can dance. I could just see Bob going, I'm having the time of my life. See, I'm telling you, that's Bob with his popcorn. He's probably up there doing the little shuffle.
Yeah, actually, I did. The toes started tapping. The girlfriend started saying, stop.
Tapping? No, you were up and boogieing down the aisle.
I would have been if the lyrics had been on there.
See, I told you.
Homosexual. Sorry.
Not in the least.
So, yeah, I think this movie was fantastic. I had a great time.
The closet door is closed off on the other side.
I made a man alive.
Dressed in, he's in the inside wearing a dress. Yes.
Where did you get that frock?
Right. In certain communities, cross-dressing is acceptable. Not ours.
Not ours, mind you.
Yeah.
Speaking I thought it was fun. I have really nothing to say
about
it.
Simon, I'm surprised you would think it was fun.
The play many years ago.
And? Does it hold up?
The play was okay.
This is better than the play?
The music's catchy, you know, whatever.
What's that? But it's pop.
Right. But you know what? This movie wasn't made for me, and I didn't care, like, one whit about it. The music was... I did other things while it was on.
Oh, see, I sat down and really enjoyed it. My wife loved it, so...
And the last part had problems. It wouldn't play, and...
I can't get those movies from Blockbuster.
No.
My Elmo videos I get from my daughter keep screwing up, too.
So, overall, I just thought, it's a marginal thumbs nowhere. It's just sort of flat.
I'll give it a thumbs up, which I'm shocked that I said.
Gosh,
I'll give it
agreement.
Thumbs up. Go buy it for your wife for Christmas. She'll love
your wife.
Another agreement with Simon on this one. A thumbs up. That's three in a row. What are we going to do?
You know what? Also, we got Good Under the Tree. Slow Motion Explosions album. Would be excellent under the tree. It's only $10 for MySpace, plus shipping, so $15. Great Christmas gift, too. Put it right with Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia for your wife or
girlfriend
or some chick you think is hot. And Slow Motion Explosion for yourself or your wife, whatever. Go buy it.
I told him about that. You fuck with me. You fuck with your man.
Oh, there's a little bit of dust over in the corner. There's a dead squirrel.
That's where I left that squirrel. I wanted that for dinner the other week.
I was going to roast it myself, but I forgot it was there.
Chestnuts.
There's Judson.
Yeah, there he is.
That's where you left him.
Left him there with a case of beer.
He's still good.
He's good.
I'll bring him up when he's done. Judd, here's your beer. Thank you.
And let's go over to the shelf here. And here's the first movie on this week's Video Vault review, and it's Ghostbusters.
I got to admit, this still has one of my favorite theme songs of all time.
Oh, yeah, well, Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah.
It's pretty classic.
And I hear, I've heard this story. I don't know if you guys can back me up. Huey Lewis wrote this song originally.
Really?
Yes. Huey Lewis wrote it, and then the producers gave it to Ray Parker. He redid it and pretended it was Ray Parker's song, but really Huey Lewis sued them and won.
Really?
And that's what I heard. I don't know. I haven't been able to find verification, so if somebody knows out there, feel free to email us at twogeeksm2c@hotmail.com and tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Well, I ain't afraid of no goats.
Yeah, question. This movie obviously stars Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver, Annie Potts, Harold Ramis, Rick Moranis. Who is Jennifer Runyon?
I don't know, but
Runyon was in Brady Bunch Christmas.
Who is she?
She was Cindy Brady in the Brady Bunch Christmas.
Right, but who is she in Ghostbusters?
She played, when Bill Murray was doing, you can see when they're doing the...
are you talking about the blonde girl that's in it for 30 seconds?
Yes, that's who I'm talking about.
Why is she on the credit notes? Oh, hold on. What's this?
What?
Good bits. The sight of a 50-foot-tall mad marshmallow man is a sight. But the special effects, while a bit dated, are still fun. Where did this come from?
I don't know. This is in my notes.
Is this Bob's script?
I think it is. I have a question.
Must be.
Did you guys all enjoy this movie 20 years ago when it came out? Maybe it's over 20 now.
I still enjoy it now.
Now, did you enjoy it now? That's my question.
Sure.
Does it hold up?
Yes. Yeah. No. Yes. Yeah. And no.
I only have one complaint.
What's that?
More action.
Well, it was mostly a comedy, so...
And that was my thing. Maybe because my taste of... I remember loving this movie as a kid. I must have watched it 20 times, and I haven't seen it in so long. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed this still. I think it still held up for me as a fun
so
movie
great
for
movie,
kids.
Yeah.
I can't wait to show my kid this movie.
And they keep threatening to make a new one.
But I hear it might be a cartoon one or something. It's not going to be...
Yeah, I mean, they announced something in San Diego, but I don't recall what it was. I'm pretty sure it was that they were doing a new video game.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah. And then... Then again, you know, there was...
They did do a cartoon TV series, The Real Ghostbusters.
Actually, there were two. There was The Ghostbusters and then The Real Ghostbusters.
Yes, there was. And Ghostbusters was not based on this, but The Real Ghostbusters is this.
It kind of resembled Scooby-Doo.
Of course, the greatest show of all time.
Ghostbusters.
Greatest cartoon.
But then they did make Ghostbusters 2 with Viggo.
Viggo.
And the baby.
And a baby.
The baby.
And pretty much the same cast.
Is this not pretty much the same movie?
Except for Peter McNichol.
Like, is this not almost exactly the same movie?
No.
Oh, not really.
No, not really.
I don't know. I found it just sort of had the same ebb and flows. They had a problem at the beginning. Like, mm-hmm. they didn't have anywhere to sit. They were out of business doing children's parties.
I think the problem with this movie was that it probably shouldn't have been made.
Okay, maybe that's my problem. I didn't think this was a good movie.
No.
I thought it was flat.
There's all this slime under New York City. And
like, who cared? Again, yeah. I thought this movie had zero action.
Oh, hold on. What does it say? They revive the ghost-busting business with resurgence of ectoplasm and spectral activity. Shouldn't be with a resurgence?
I got a question.
When there is a resurgence?
Is this referring to bowel movement, ectoplasm?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes okay. I wonder if there's so much of it, might come from another dimension. But
exactly referring to.
It was slime under the city, and every time somebody gets mad, the slime goes.
Was this movie made for the money?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Ghostbusters was such a huge worldwide phenomenon. They had to go back to the well.
It was horrible.
And well, you know, we all went and saw it, and we watched it again recently.
If it was so horrible, why did you watch it?
I have a question, though. Do we like Dan Aykroyd as an actor?
Yes.
Or is he living off Blues Brothers fame?
No.
And Ghostbusters?
No.
Yeah, a little bit. I think a little bit.
Like,
but
I don't
he has
think
done some good parts. Gross Point Blank being.
Yeah, I like him in bits.
Yeah.
But I don't think he can carry a movie.
No. I agree with you on that.
And, I mean, Bill Murray was supposed to be John Belushi.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I love Bill Murray. I have no issue.
Well, I don't see John Belushi in this film.
He was supposed to be in this movie originally.
No, he wasn't. Maybe in the first Ghostbusters.
In the first Ghostbusters.
Bill Murray's a better choice.
I think
he
so.
He made that film.
And Harold Ramis is just fine. I wish he would do more acting. I actually do enjoy him.
And I find Ernie Hudson is highly underrated.
I like Congo, mind you. You know, you're being making fun. I like Ernie Hudson. I find he's decent.
You liked Congo.
I did like Congo. What's wrong with Congo? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that good either.
There's nothing wrong with Congo.
It was an okay book.
And I thought Annie Potts was kind of fun in this.
Yes. Yep, she was coming on to Rick Moranis.
And Rick Moranis is always good. I always quite enjoy this.
Yeah.
So overall, do we like our Ghostbusters experience?
About 75% of it.
Yeah, I like.
I'll take 95 myself. I liked it.
I just like that one line.
No, we're talking about both films.
Oh, both films. Okay, 80.
Yeah, stay with the picture.
You know, when you go meet a god, and are you a god? You say yes. You don't say no, and you don't think of giant 50-foot marshmallow men.
Are you the keymaster?
No, actually, Bob is the keymaster.
Well, who's the gatekeeper?
Simon's the gatekeeper.
I'm the gatekeeper.
Are you the gatekeeper? I am the keymaster.
So overall, I think these are just fun. They're nice nostalgia movies. I wouldn't recommend watching two unless you wanted to.
If you want a good fun movie for the kids.
I think it's perfect.
You know, I think this is still
This could be under the Christmas tree. It's probably all the Back to the Future trilogy is all free for $12 now.
Yeah.
So this has got to be within $10, $12 for two movies.
Yeah.
And no swearing, no nothing, pretty light.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. Cool. I think kids would enjoy it. Your 8-year-old. Yeah,
so thumbs
like
up
it.
On one, marginal
yeah,
thumbs
I'm with you.
Up on two.
I'm going to give it both a thumbs up.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a bit, we'll go with Heat, directed by Michael Mann, starring Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, Robert De Niro, John Voight, Tom Sizemore, Ashley Judd, Natalie Portman in an early role, and that Mexican dude. Who was in From Dusk Till Dawn. And,
yes,
yeah.
He's in it.
Oh, and one of Simon's favorite actors is Amy Brenneman is also in it.
Oh,
Amy
God.
Brenneman.
Amy Brenneman, quit. Stop making
Amy.
Movies. Get out of private practice. Don't make me watch anything.
She plays
awful.
Portman's mother, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she plays... She's, De Niro's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. De Niro's girlfriend, right.
This movie was... I was disappointed.
You were disappointed by Heat?
Yes.
Oh,
what
really?
A boring movie. It takes forever. The first hour is great. Second hour, I could have had a big snooze during and left to return.
I can
for the
see
ending.
That. Michael Mann's movies tend to be slow.
And that's my problem with Michael Mann movies. They're always slow. But 3 hours slow?
I'll tell you why I really like this. I mean, obviously, this is the first on-screen pairing of Pacino and De Niro. What I liked about it was the first hour was them orbiting each other. It's almost like a spiral. They're getting closer and closer and closer. They finally meet up that one time in the cafe, and they confront each other, and they talk. They know exactly what the other is.
Yeah.
And then from there, it spirals outwards again. You know, I just find it's perfectly set up. and that the meeting is midway through the film. It's all about, you know, finding who did it and then setting up the next big score that Pacino stopped them. I just thought it was brilliant. I thought the acting, it was very strong.
I have no issue with
I thought
with
it looked
acting.
Great.
It was just a slow movie. It
was, music was great.
This
I'm
was supposed
I'm
to be made
to
for TV,
with,
you know that.
Kevin.
Yeah.
This was originally supposed to be a TV series or something.
No, I don't see this ever being it. This is a movie.
Okay.
This
I'm
was
wrong.
A movie from start to finish.
I thought the ending was phenomenal.
Love
the
great
movie.
I love every bit of this movie.
You know what? It keeps upsetting me that Val Kilmer still does not have a career today. I really enjoy Val Kilmer and everything I see him in.
He was great in The Guru.
Oh, okay. Well, Love Guru is a little rough. But
Mariska Hargitay, yeah. Val Kilmer.
But I like this movie for the most part. Yeah. I mean, parts of it. But I like Val
but you
Kilmer.
You didn't like it.
I didn't.
You
I didn't like the middle. Okay. The middle put me to sleep.
And what did the intern think? I heard he's sort of agreeing with me.
I am agreeing with you.
What?
Disagreeing with Simon.
Oh,
there's
back
be
to
a
normal.
Time.
Now we're back to
back
normal.
To normal. I thought, okay, good casting. They work well together. Good crime drama. The bank robbery scene was really well done, like the gunfight on the street.
That was great. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say I really enjoyed this movie. But I'm going to give it a thumbs up because I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it's my favorite Michael Mann movie.
I don't know that many Michael Mann movies.
It's my only Michael Mann movie.
I know this won't be it. Hopefully
he's
not.
Done a whole bunch of other films.
Yes.
He did one with Delroy.
I believe they're on the notes.
Hackman, didn't he?
Yeah.
I like that one, I think. I can't remember.
I believe three of his movies are on the notes.
Okay.
The Miami Vice movie, Ali, and Collateral.
Okay. Miami Vice movie stunk.
Collateral was good.
Collateral was excellent. I didn't know that was Michael
Mann. Ali, I thought it was...
I've never seen Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is that the Boy Busters?
It might be. Okay. I did have a copy for a long
time.
Then
I might have to rent that.
Yeah. It's just lately his films have kind of lost me. Miami Vice was terrible.
Awful movie.
I put this one on the list and got you guys to watch this.
You did.
So I Married an Axe Murderer, directed by Thomas Schlamm.
Yep, whoever.
Starring Mike Myers, Nancy Travis, Amanda Plummer, one of your favorites.
No, Brenda Nancy Fricker, Travis is one of my favorites.
Anthony LaPaglia. Debbie Mazur, Phil Hartman, Stephen Wright, Charles Grodin, and Alan Arkin. So,
Alan Arkin's in this.
He's the police chief.
Yes.
What do you think, Simon?
Awful. I absolutely hate this movie. So dumb, so unbelievable, and I just want to punch Mike Myers in the face by the end of it.
Really?
I am done with Mike Myers.
Well, what didn't you like about it?
It was a horrible storyline.
He's a beat poet.
Yes.
And he meets a girl who's a butcher.
I met the girl. Shoot me. Right there alone was driving me nuts. We sit in the bar doing that horrible shtick.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Did you recognize that stick?
No, should I?
No? Yes, that was a takeoff on Jerry Lewis when he was doing the first, and it was redone with Eddie Murphy.
Nutty Professor?
Yes, thank you. And he did took the drink and became this cool guy.
Buddy Love?
Buddy Love. And that's
and
where
Nutty
that comes
Professor,
from.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't get into this. I watched all, me and Bob watched this together at my house, which is very rare that we watched.
Yeah, did you hold hands?
We did. Yeah. And we had pizza. And we did other things, but I can't get into on this podcast, being a family-oriented...
He really was the key master, and you were the game master.
That's exactly right. I love Nancy
Mama
Travis.
Mia.
I thought she was very underrated ever as an actress. She never really made it big. She was always on that surface.
Yeah.
Can somebody just clock Amanda Plummer?
She gets clocked in the
film. Yeah, I know, which is quite enjoyable. It was a good attempt. I just it didn't do it for me. I can see people loving this movie as a cult movie.
Like, I love this movie. I will be honest and say that I love this movie, and I watch it every so often.
But I can see why people love it.
The stuff with his father and the head.
I like that stuff.
It's got its own weather system, and it's like an orange.
But that's Mike Myers doing Mike Myers.
Yeah. No, I liked it. I thought Anthony LaPaglia was pretty good, too. I liked the whole relationship he had with his chief.
That was good. I want you to be the guy from Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
I want you to think, okay, I can do that. Actually, you know what? I did like the Anthony Bay. I don't think I hated the whole movie.
Stephen Wright is the pilot,
I love
flying
Stephen
him
Wright.
There to the location.
It had good parts.
Charles Grodin
didn't
was great
come together
in it.
For me. Yeah. It really didn't come together.
And I, you know what? I like Mike Myers in this movie. This is about as close as we've had to Mike Myers, actually, I think, in a film since. I mean, he's right. always done character pieces since, where he's been the guru or Austin Powers or.
Got any notes for his intern while you're having a nap over there?
No, I'm not having a nap. I'm listening to the two of you, and I'm going to have to go in the middle, not agreeing with you or
I'll
you.
Give it a marginal thumbs up.
No, I'm afraid I can't give it a marginal. I can't give it a thumbs up. I can't give it a thumbs down, and I can't give it.
So basically, what you're saying is you're useless.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You know what you could do with your time? You could take your balls out and go put it on that drum set.
What I could do is go to a place that actually has movies that I can actually watch and watch them.
Told you, stop renting from Nutbusters.
Uh-huh.
So you just have no opinion of this movie whatsoever?
No, not really. I don't like Mike Myers, but this...
What about... You don't like Dr. Evil?
No. I've started not liking him, but this one wasn't as bad. This Axe Murder wasn't a bad Mike Myers movie.
But he's doing the...
He's doing the... Thing. Yes, he's doing that.
Okay.
I like the movie as a whole, but it's like...
So did he marry an axe murderer in the end? Oh, you don't want to ruin it?
We're not ruining this movie.
Okay, I won't ruin it.
Go rent it if you want.
And going in a completely different direction, Reign of Fire, directed by Rob Bowman, a former X-Files television show director.
But he directed Parker Lewis Can't Lose, which I loved.
Yes.
One of my favorite shows from way back when.
And he directed Elektra, that classic of the silver screen.
Oh.
Based on the...
We're not going
whatever.
There. That's just bad. Skip.
This movie starred Christian Bale, Matthew McConaughey, Gerard Butler, Isabella Skorupko, Alexander Siddig from Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and Alice Krieg, who is the Borg Queen on... Star Trek The Next Generation.
Is she the same one in that movie with Picard?
There's two different Borg Queens. One's played by Alice Krieg and the other one's played by somebody else.
She was the one from the movie.
Oh, okay. Then I have seen her in another movie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always wanted to know why dragons, we've never found them hidden under the earth before. Is it normally happen?
Well, because they're sleeping in pockets, right?
Is that it? And we just
haven't done it. You know, digging under London, they found that dragon cave where they sleep for millennia.
Yes.
They reawoke them and they destroyed the world.
They did.
They had dragon wars.
They did. That would know what happened.
But in this case, there was no Korean couple to save themselves.
Save the world.
So there's not much left. And the survivors are trying to get by with what little means they
awful.
Have.
I hated it.
Boring. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Dragons look nice.
Yeah, dragons look okay.
Christian Bale was fine. Like, I had no problem with any of the acting.
Matthew McConaughey was like balls out crazy as this American.
He was actually good.
I didn't even recognize him at first.
I actually enjoyed Matthew McConaughey for once in my life. He actually did a decent. I think maybe he just makes bad role choices. But I thought overall I liked the acting. I just thought the storyline was eh.
Or it's not a great film, but it's okay.
It's okay. Tolerable. It's tolerable.
It's a good rental.
Yeah, it's a nice rental. You know, get Ghostbusters for the kids, pick up Rain of Fire for you, and pick up Slow Motion Experience for the car on the drive there and back.
Okay.
I don't know. This is how this movie was there. Isabelle Scorpino was nice.
Like, yeah.
Very, not hard in my eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, very nice to look at. But no, I don't think there's anything to say about this other than it's a popcorn movie. It's
also in another movie we've seen, Vertical Limit.
Yes, we haven't.
Well,
we
haven't gone there yet.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I'm dragging that one down.
Done any reading lately, Bob?
Yeah, I did. I saw Superman.
You saw it.
You saw it. Really?
Well, I saw it. I picked it up and I read it. Okay, I can save myself there. I read All Star Superman, which is sort of a retelling of his origin, and there's a little bit of a story there. Like he goes off into Metropolis and something happens so that he gets all depressed and comes back.
I think there's more to this.
He walks to the store. He sees Lois Lane. He buys a new cape. Walks
CD.
Crypto. And
watches Crypto. Says, hey, Crypto, I want to play with
gets
a
bone. Gets tricky some catnip.
You know. Yeah, his Crypto's crap won't biodegrade. And, it's just not good.
You know what, Bob? This is
right,
good.
All right, tell us about All-Star Superman Volume 1. Who wrote it? Come on,
Grant Morrison, buddy.
Who drew it? Frank Whelan. Who was the illustrator?
I forgot. I
would have brought it with me.
I thought you enjoyed this book.
I did
enjoy
this book.
Enough of that. Okay, this was the best Superman story I've read in 10 years.
Right, and you know the premise where All-Star is
that... I actually bought it from you. No, did I buy it from you?
I don't know if you did or not. Anyway, All-Star Superman is basically a non-continuity Superman.
Right.
It's basically Grant Morrison's vision of what a perfect Superman storyline would be.
This was fantastic.
And this is the first six of the 12.
That's all I've read is the six.
But would you say it humanizes him a little bit? It sort of humanizes him.
You know what? I don't care. It made Superman cool.
Well, yeah, that's the
big thing. If I had read this 10 years ago, I might actually still be reading Superman today. This was great.
That's why I bought it, because I thought it was great.
Absolutely love this. I go out and buy this right now. If you're a comic fan, you don't have this, you need to own this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the real yin to that piece of crap, All-Star Batman and Robin's Yang.
Oh, that's horrible. All-Star Batman needs to be burnt.
You know,
I gave up at issue 4, I think, when Black Canary was in there.
He's the goddamn Batman.
I couldn't care less. I just couldn't read it anymore. Yeah, see All-Star Superman. Cap, what have you been reading?
No, Simon, what have you been reading?
Please, Simon, what have you read?
Dragon Ball Z, my first experience.
Is it Dragon Ball Z or is it Dragon Balls? I've always wanted that.
After reading this story, I think it's boring. I think this is designed for 8-year-old kids.
Well, yeah, I think it is, actually.
Well, I don't know. I was in the manga section of my library and said, well, I've never tried one. I've heard of Dragon Ball Z. I know it had a TV show, so I know it's designed for kids, but lame. Lame. I have nothing. It's written by an art by Akira Toriyama. Yeah, and it continues. It doesn't even end the story. So I guess all manga books, they don't end the story. They just keep on going to continue. It stunk.
What happened to Bob? He left.
I think Bob left.
I think he's been reading that. I think he enjoyed the bucket list a little bit too much. You know that scene in the bucket where he says, never trust a fart?
Yes, that's exactly.
He just had one of those moments.
I think he did, actually.
Yeah. And now we're making fun of him while he's not in the room.
Well, he can get it on the replay.
He can listen to the rerun.
So, I can't recommend. Maybe an 8-year-old kid this might be good for, a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not for adults anyway. I just thought it was kind of lame.
Yeah. Well, my graphic novel pick was Mythos.
Which I've heard, before you go on, I know it's by Paul Jenkins and Pablo Rivera.
Yeah.
I've never seen Pablo Rivera's art, but I hear phenomenal things about him, that he's the new up-and-coming hot guy.
He's been the up-and-coming hot guy for a while now. It's illustrated by Paulo, obviously, who's an American artist, and Jenkins, who's written a number of different things. He's a British writer.
Oh,
but
it's
basically, it's six one-shots retelling the origins of various characters. Spider-Man, Hulk, Captain America, Fantastic Four, Ghost Rider.
Do we need more of this?
Probably not, but it looks great.
Yeah, but shouldn't we put him on, like, let's say, the Xbox or Spider-Man?
Right, he's very slow, though. I think that's the problem, is you have to give him some kind of an event book. I think he was supposed to do one of the Marvel sequels, but...
Just never got it done?
Never got it done, yeah. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob, you're back. Did you find Viggo?
Did you have his baby?
I'm still seeking Viggo.
Yeah, okay. So
It's interesting. You know, if you wanted to hand something to a kid who hadn't read the origins of these characters, this is a great
start. No, I'd hand him the omnibus of Spider-Man and watch him collapse.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, this is just a nice handbook you can hand over and say, hey, you know, you want to learn about Captain America and...
Quick question. Just I want a one-word answer because we're running out of time for you guys. Mm-hmm. Comic books on microfiche. You get a CD, has 200 issues on it, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, I can't remember what else. Do you guys like it? Yes or no?
Couldn't care less.
Bob?
What?
Do you want comics on microfiche, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Okay, discussion topic of the week, movies for Christmas. Now, I've thought about this for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like, what would I buy? I mean, I would recommend... an Orson Welles collection to anyone. Mm-hmm. Perhaps if we've started doing the show and I've watched more. I'd say Orson Welles collection for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most people don't know who... Oh, it's that guy from War of the World. No, he's more than that. I think he's just... Orson Welles.
I don't think there is an Orson Welles collection out there.
Well, just go to Amazon, buy all the movies and say Orson Welles. And just... That's just my thing.
Well, you know, I was thinking about what... If you had a movie fan, what could you give them for Christmas? And I think this has just been a great year for superhero films, and I think The Dark Knight would be a great gift for any movie lover in your house.
Iron Man, Hulk.
Iron Man, Hulk was actually all right. So, you know, that's what I would recommend.
Or buying the Bruce Timm cartoon box set.
Yeah, I saw the complete series is out.
Yeah, I have them all. So
I have the individual ones. I was kind of ticked off because it's like $85 for the complete series.
Yeah, I know, and I had to pay a fortune for it.
I think I paid like $40, $50 for a season. So.
Intern, got anything?
Actually, I did ask at the store about the Dark Knight one because they're releasing it soon. Now, they said, because they said... You can pre-order it and you can get a discount. But that's the version just with one disc, just the movie itself.
Is there a point to this again?
Yes, there is, because I am going to recommend the three-disc version, because I was talking to the guy and...
You love getting digital copies.
Because you love getting three copies of the same movie.
No, it's not three copies of the same movie. It's the movie plus extras plus discussion.
Plus Bob dancing to Bumblebee at the end.
Well, actually, that's something else I want to get too. So, hey.
And Joker grease paint.
That's it. And Joker grease paint and a towel. That may or may not stay on. Tune in.
I don't know what the towel's for.
So, guys, that's it. Till next week. All I'm right. Simon.
I'm Kevin.
Bob the intern.
And don't forget, we're sponsored by Slow Motion Exposure. Check out their fabulous, phenomenal, You Better Own This Movie by Christmas or You Will Die on MySpace. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think they make records about movies.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Just go buy it. You'll find it. Order it.